Welcome to the Game Console Starter Kit 2.0. My name is Andre Lamothe. I'm the producer of the kit and also the author of The Black Art of Video Game Console Design. Now, the kit is all about discovering and learning about game console design in a self-paced manner. So I have another kit, the Game Console Starter Kit 1.0, but what I wanted to do with this kit was add more features to it, more components, and an entire lesson plan with PowerPoint presentations, quizzes, experiments, some video, and audio annotation so that you could go through this like you would a classroom. So what we did was we got another person to put together a course, Joshua Hintz, and Joshua has a master's degree in computer engineering, so he was an ideal teacher to put the class together based on the book and kind of excerpt each chapter into a lesson. So that's the whole idea of the course. So there are going to be 12 lessons in the course, and what you probably want to do is go through the book itself first, the Black Art of Video Game Console Design. Take a look through the book and just kind of peruse it, just kind of page through it, just kind of get an idea of everything. You might want to read a few things. Then what you want to do is probably read the first 9,100 pages, just all the way straight through before you begin with the lessons. And the reason why you're going to do this is the following. When you're learning about electronics, computer engineering, any of these kind of subjects, they are fairly complicated. There's a lot of details involved. And even though by reading those first 90 or 100 pages, you're not going to remember all of it, but just the act of reading through it and seeing it is going to help you when you get to the lessons. So in my experience, the best way to learn something is to learn it at least three times. You learn it once and you kind of have no idea what you're talking about. You learn it twice, you're starting to get a good idea, and by the third time, you really have a solid grasp. And then also, then you do something with that information. You build it, you experiment with it, and that solidifies the concepts in your mind. So that's the way that I'd like you to go through the course. So first, peruse through the book, then maybe read the first 100 pages, then go through and start with your lessons. And the lessons are designed to be done in order, of course, so you probably want to do them in order, and I would go ahead and do any lesson more than once that you have to, of course. Now, some of the things about each lesson that's kind of cool, on the CD-ROM that comes with the kit, you're going to have a set of directories, and each one of these directories is named Lesson 1, Lesson 2, and so on up to Lesson 12. When you open up any of these directories, you're going to have a potential set of subdirectories, experiments, questions, slides, and videos. In each one of these subdirectories are the experiments, the questions, the slides, and the videos. So you want to start off with the slides always, and there's a PowerPoint presentation that goes along with each. Included in the PowerPoint presentation, every one of the slides usually has an audio annotation where Joshua Hintz is giving kind of an audio explanation of the slide as if you were in class. So you want to click on those little audio links so you can hear what's going on and see what's going on at the same time. All right. Then when you're done, many of the lessons have experiments, so you can do the experiments, and these are usually hands-on. And then there are questions. And so there's a quiz in each one of the lessons. So you want to go through the questions and do them. And typically there's about 10 questions in each one of these little quizzes. And I would like you to get through each one of them in about 20 minutes. All right, so if you take more than 20 minutes, you're probably taking too much time and you don't know the material well enough. Then the answers are at the bottom of the quiz. So try and shoot for about 20 minutes at most for each one of those quizzes. All right. And then don't miss videos. There could be a video subsection, and I want you to watch any of those videos that come with any of the lessons. All right. Now, when you've gone through all of the lessons, then there is a final exam subdirectory in the root of the CD. So this is going to be the final exam where you're going to kind of see what you know. And they're a concatenation of most of the quizzes themselves. So if you've done the quizzes, then the exam should be pretty easy to do. The exam, I'd like you to try and finish that, if you could, in 2 hours, three at most. But let's shoot for 2 hours. There are about 50 questions in the exam. They're multiple choice with some computation. So do the exam, try and do it in a couple hours. All right, now, So now that we've gone over some of the details of the course material and what you're supposed to be doing with it, let's talk a little bit about game console design itself and, you know, what you should be getting out of this. Game console design is really embedded system design, and there are a lot of different fields of study that you have to be knowledgeable in to be able to build an embedded system and a little game system. The more you know, the better. So you're going to have to know, about electrical engineering, digital electronics, a little bit about analog electronics. You're going to have to know about assembly language, C language. You're going to have to be good at building things, construction techniques, printed circuit boards. Have a fair amount of artistic ability, because there's a lot of artistry that goes into designing these things and getting them to work. And then ultimately a lot of patience, because there's a lot to learn, and unlike programming on a computer, you can just kind of recompile and try it again and try it again. Electronics is not so forgiving. Now, the cool thing about electronics is electronics is a completely parallel method of engineering, where you can kind of just connect things together and then signals move around and voltages change and currents flow and things just work. So the one nice thing about electronics is it's kind of designing in parallel, whereas software is designing in serial. But of course, electronics, after you have the game system developed, then you're going to be working in serial with the software. All right, so there's obviously lots of things that have to be done and lots of information that has to be absorbed and understood. But the one thing that you've got going for you is the book, The Black Art of Video Game Console Design. And this book is like no other book on the market. And, you know, it's not just because I wrote it. It's because there wasn't a book like this, and that's why I did write it. And the idea of the book is to bring together so many different areas of engineering and embedded systems, and kind of use gaming and game development in the console sense as the platform to learn this information. Typically you could go read a book about digital design, logic design, and still have no clue how to build anything. You could go read a book on the most advanced analog and RF techniques and have no idea how to make a light blink. So the idea of the book was to try and give a large breadth of information of different areas necessary to do the game console or any embedded system related thereof, but also to give you enough depth in each one of the areas that you had a pretty good idea of what's going on. And the other cool thing that I try to do in the book is have lots of anecdotes and kind of go on short tangents about various topics, so that you kind of have an idea of the whys and the whats and the motivations of each one of the conceptual elements that I cover in the book, and where you can take each one and how far you can take each one. So the book it's really fun to read, and if you read the whole thing through, there's a lot of historical information in it as well, and so it's a lot of fun. But you must read the whole thing cover to cover to kind of get the whole idea of everything. If you just try and read it in pieces, it's not going to make sense. You definitely want to read that thing cover to cover, and if you do that, and if you grunge through it, you'll definitely know what you're doing. Like anything, it's not perfect. I'm sure you're going to find typos and whatnot. If you get through all that stuff, you're going to learn a lot. So that's very, very important of this for this course, is to read the book. And then these lessons were then derived from each one of the chapters of the book, more or less. So Joshua Hintz took this information, he read it, and then now he's kind of taken the most salient points to create the lessons with, to kind of hit home some of the more important technical aspects of each one of the chapters. All right. So now, that all said, so you know about the course, what to do with the course, kind of the idea of the book. And now, so the whole idea of this is you've taken this course because you want to learn how to make game consoles, or maybe media products, who knows, DVD players and whatnot. And this is definitely going to help you get there. It's going to teach you how to build these electronic systems out of chips, out of microcontrollers and microprocessors, how to write the software, develop the hardware, design the PCBs, how to make tools on the computer. And then the other thing that you're going to learn is you're going to learn what's been done in the past, because the past helps us look toward the future. And by looking what some of the other great designers did of the Atari and the Commodore and other 8-bit machines, and making references to these things and kind of understanding, you can use their references and their starting points as your starting points, but with today's modern 21st century technology. And that's where that's what makes it really cool. So, you know, you can build something that has the power of like a Commodore 64 or an Atari 800 with modern chips that cost just a few dollars. But you have to understand what those chips are doing and how to interconnect them and what your different options are and why you're selecting the options you're selecting. And the only way you get good at that, of course, is to build these systems. So that's why it's really important to go through. And then as you get in the book into the part of the book that talks about computer architecture and different kinds of microcontrollers and microprocessors, you know, go check them out. Buy each one of them. Get a kit for each one of them. Try and build a little system. And the ones that I use in the book from the modern microcontrollers, microprocessors as examples, they're just that. They're examples. And I pick them because they're fairly easy to play with. Some of the other more classical examples like the 6502 and the 6809 and the Z80, I use those as examples because that's where everything is derived from. Everybody who ever designed a microprocessor in the 80s and 90s and 21st century has probably played with a 6502 or a Z80 or a 6809 or a 68000. And that's where their thought processes are based. So by learning these things and kind of reviewing what they did with those processors, it helps us understand how processors are designed, how to use them better, and then how to design them. And the same thing with computer architecture. By reviewing what the old 8-bit systems did and how they were designed, it helps us design computers. So that's kind of, you know, what I want you to take away from, you know, some of the more abstract philosophical aspects of game console design. But the most important thing is that you learn how all the pieces fit together, because once you have that, then you can understand how to build one of these things. And a lot of people have been very successful at building game consoles after, you know, reading this material and doing pretty amazing things with it. And it's not that difficult, but there are a lot of pieces to it. So take your time, but make sure that you do more than read, that you get hands-on and you actually build these systems. And then when you feel like you're ready to do something, take something really simple. Make a little design document and you know, don't try to do something too complicated. When you're final with your design document, then what I want you to do is I want you to be really brutally truthful with yourself, and I want you to cut it in half. I want you to cut all the features in half and the memory in half and all the things in half. Make it simpler, because you probably won't finish that complicated one. So cut it in half and then, you know, make a reasonable schedule for it and just start implementing it and do it. And if there's one thing that I can say that's the most important about anything when it comes to computers or software or hardware or design, you must finish what you start. It's absolutely necessary. Every time you finish something, no matter how simple it is, that helps you finish the next more complex thing. And the worst thing you can ever do when you're a designer of anything is to not finish something because you talk yourself into thinking, oh, that's so easy, I don't need to finish that. If you find yourself saying that to yourself, it means you've actually found a part that's not easy and you're afraid subconsciously to finish it, so you make that excuse. And that's something that always happens with programmers and electrical engineers. They get to a point where it's just too hard, and then they say, oh, I could do that if I wanted to. So make sure that you follow through and you finish it, and you'll feel very good about the design, and then it'll help you get through the next design. All right. So good luck with the course. And like I said, go through the book first a little bit, read the first 100 pages, then start going through the lessons, the PowerPoint presentations, use the materials that come with the course, the different elements of it and of the kits and whatnot. And then when you're all done with everything, go ahead and try and design something yourself, maybe similar or completely different from the materials in the book, and then finish it. All right, so good luck, and thanks for buying the Game Console Starter Kit 2.0.